Hello and thanks for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast, where we triple your impact per engineer. As always, I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, advisor and consultant for tech executives worldwide. And our subject today is mistaking chaos for autonomy. If you've heard my stuff in the past, you know that I keep saying that you don't need a tech strategy because it doesn't make a lot of sense. What you need is a company strategy, and tech has to be an integral part of it. Today, I want to talk about that from a different angle, and that is partly why so many efforts I see perform poorly. For example, when it comes to spinning off new R&D initiatives, when it comes to existing companies who want to double down on what tech means for them, and even in startups. And I think one of the main reasons is that most tech efforts in companies I see today, again, throughout the spectrum, seem to be treating engineering in a weird way. On the one end, we have the helicopter parenting, where you might have a title of a CTO or VP or whatever, but you're not treated as one because you're essentially just a glorified manager. You don't have your own budget. You don't get to call many shots. You actually are not privy of the strategy, of the roadmap. You don't know what's coming ahead, and therefore you're very limited in your ability to leverage your role. But I'm not talking about that because I think that people in this part realize that. I want to talk about the other edge of the spectrum, which is something that I'm also seeing, and that is when we feel like we have so much autonomy going on, we have so much freedom because you're essentially left alone. You might have some requirements, you might have someone asking from time to time, hey, when is that due, or whatever, but you are essentially left on your own to do whatever you want to do. So you create your own tech strategy because, hey, I don't have any other strategy. You create your own roadmap. You decide what to focus on. You handle a lot of tech debt because there's no other guiding principle for you. And some people think that this is great because, hey, I'm autonomous. But what I think is that this is too much of a Lord of the Flies sort of situation going on. Because you need guidance. Unless you're the CEO, you're not supposed to be coming up with your own strategies. And I'm not talking just about tech. I'm talking about everyone. So either there's a real discussion going on, there's clarity and roadmap, and you are not being included, and you think because you have your own sandbox to play in, then you're cool. But in fact, you're playing in the little kids section. Or no one really knows what they're doing, and you know, that's usually not how I see amazing workplaces emerge. Remarkability does not have a tendency to spontaneously appear out of nowhere. It is something that we have to work on closely, and it is something that requires a lot of focus, a lot of determination, and that doesn't seem to be the case whenever I'm working with these sorts of companies. We have to first start by integrating technology, and then after we have that, after we've stopped this faux autonomy mode, we can actually start thinking about how to leverage a company. So I want to make this a bit more concrete. Well, sometimes you're given a lot of autonomy, and if you're thinking, am I in this situation? It's usually because the CEO, the founders, whatever, they are not technological. They don't understand what you're doing, and you have a lot of respect. Therefore, they just let you be. They assume that you somehow know what to do, or they assume that if there's any issue, you're going to let them know. But the problem is that without constant feedback, without a real connection, you are going to drift apart. Just as with tech teams, if they stop trying to release things early, they're going to drift apart from the product and build mountains of code no one needs. The same applies to you. Even as an executive, you have to ensure that you are connected to a mission, that you know what's going on. So even if your CEO, your boss, gives you a lot of leeway because they don't know how to manage you, they don't know what you need, that's not okay. Well, it's great that they respect you enough and trust you enough, but you shouldn't just leave that at that. You have to inject yourself really into the right conversations, the right situations where things are being spoken about, where we're conversing the new roadmap, where to take the company, what are the opportunities ahead, that sort of stuff. And even doubly so, when your boss doesn't know how to use tech, that's all the more the reason for you to be present, because you're going to have to work harder to manage up, to ensure that you're being used correctly, to ensure that you're given the right information to use you and your organization correctly. So I think the underlying differences between what many companies are doing and what I think the best teams in the world are doing is that, yeah, both have autonomy, both give you freedom, but the best teams have this freedom be within some sort of guiding principles. You have healthy constraints. Constraints as in, you know where you're aspiring, you know what the company's strategy is, and therefore, a lot of your decisions are being made within that framework. You don't have to think about things from the ground up every time. You are less likely to go off into a tangent no one cares about. Your team is a lot more attuned to what drives impact because there's a parent strategy, there's an overarching strategy, and your actions are derived from that. Yeah, it might seem less cool. You might like working on your new slide deck saying, hey, this is my tech strategy, but that's a pitfall. That's just going for a shiny object no one cares about. And if you're thinking, my boss doesn't know how to manage us, then I don't care. Ensure that you help them. Managing up is part of your work. If you're thinking, I'm never going to get that sort of visibility, well, either you're wrong and you can, and you'll get it by speaking up and claiming your spot around the table, or if you cannot, then really what are you doing there, right? If you really believe you're not going to get your place around the table and you're just a glorified manager and that's all that could ever be, why are you there? Life is too short. So I believe that even if you're telling that to yourself, you don't really believe that. And therefore, you should be moving upstream. You should be injecting yourself in the right direction. Another excuse that I keep hearing is that we don't have the time for that. Yes, you do. This is actually more important than essentially everything else you're doing because all the rest of your roadmaps and your plans derive from that. So even if it means that you need to be less attentive to some of the things your team is doing right now, you're going to have less time to hire people. I don't care. This is more important. This is working for the long term. And it is extremely likely that if you don't do this, you're going to regret it gravely within a year. And last excuse is, I like it this way. Well, if you like it this way, again, you're just playing in the toddler section. I don't believe this is what executives really do. Just, you know, having your own set of toys to play with that no one actually cares about, that's not impact. That's not what we're here for. That's how you create an organization that might have a very cool engineering blog and yet no one cares about. And especially in the way the market currently looks, I wouldn't like to be in that sort of a team. And I think you wouldn't either. So open your eyes and start looking for how you can start moving upstream and claim your spot. I keep saying moving upstream, by the way. That's because that's the name of chapter, I think, 3 or 4 in my book, The Tech Executive Operating System. And if you Google moving upstream in my name, you're going to find a lot of information about that, about how to make yourself a real executive within the company. That's it for this week. Thank you for joining me. If you have any questions or comments, my email is always in the show notes, and I'm always happy to hear from listeners. And if you haven't yet, do subscribe to my newsletter. It's the best newsletter online for tech executives, where I share every week 3 exclusive insights I don't share anywhere else. Thank you. Talk soon.